A new memoir by a local author explores parenthood in a changing America. The book titled Once More to the Rodeo tells the story of Boston-based author Calvin Hennick's road trip with his young son to his childhood home in Iowa. Along the way, Hennick tackles tough questions about what it means to be a man and a father in today's world, as well as the challenges of raising a black son in America. Calvin Hennick joins us now to talk about it. Thanks very much for coming into the studio. Good to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
So the story focuses largely on the 10-day road trip you took 2 years ago with your son, Niall, who was then 5 years old. You were headed to an annual rodeo in your hometown of Maxwell, Iowa, which explains the book's title. How did the road trip become the background for the book?
So my son was 5 years old, and he was about to enter kindergarten, which felt sort of bizarrely big and looming over my mind, like the protective bubble that I had placed him in was just starting to begin to pop. And it sort of hit me that, you know, I'm the person most responsible for helping him to become the man that he's going to be when he's an adult. And I sort of realized that I didn't have a lot in the way of answers in terms of what that meant, even for myself. So I thought that this would make a good kind of bucket to put these ideas inside of.
Get into this a little deeper. Why was returning to your hometown so important to you?
It was important to me because I think I had a lot of sort of unresolved family stuff with my own father that I needed to kind of think about and work through, and Iowa seemed like the right place to do that. But also, again, I thought there was this compelling contrast between my son's upbringing, where he would never end up at a rodeo in the suburbs outside of Boston, and just sort of, in a way, it's a homecoming for me and a fish out of water story for him.
You speak openly in the book about the struggles of not only raising a son who's biracial, but also of you, a white man, and what you can teach him about growing up black in America.
Sure. I feel sort of underqualified to be my son's father, in that he's going to face situations or challenges that I never did as a kid. And so there's a story I relate in the book about a 2017 incident at Fenway Park where we were getting in for the baseball game. It was my son's first Red Sox game. And the fan next to me, after a young black woman sang the national anthem, he used the N-word, used a racial slur to describe her singing. And, you know, I was horrified. And at first I was kind of like, well, doesn't he see my biracial son and my black father-in-law here sitting with me? And then I kind of thought, man, well, maybe that's the point. Maybe, you know, it was a way for him to sort of use the N-word against this little boy and get away with it.
So what was it like to watch your son process that event?
He processed it a bunch of different ways really quickly. Like, immediately he sort of very sweetly was worried about the man who had said the slur and was worried about him not being able to come back to the baseball park and worried about, you know, him being sad. But then he kind of got scared. He worried about the man showing up at our house. He worried about going out to other big public events. He'll still sometimes express worry about going to a large public event because what if somebody like that man is there? Mm. And so, you know, then sort of like the saddest point, I had talked to my son on the road trip about racism and segregation. And so after the event at Fenway, my son said, Daddy, I thought that was over, white people and black people not getting along. And it, you know, sort of caught my heart in my throat. And, you know, I had to explain to him that, no, that's not over.
Well, to that point, in 2014, you wrote a piece for Ebony Magazine, and you wrote about your fears for your son's future. Let me read a graph here and get you to comment on it. If he does darken, women will cross the street when they see him coming, the way they sometimes do when they pass my wife's brother on the sidewalk. Convenience store employees will follow him suspiciously around the aisles. Cops may hassle him for things I don't think twice about, like jaywalking. Your son is now 8. This was a 2014 article. Are you worrying about that today, or even more worried about that today?
It definitely, you know, is something that pops up, with, especially when something hits the news where there's been some sort of race-based injustice. I don't think, oh, that could have been me, because in most cases it could not have been me. But I do sometimes think, oh, that could one day be my son, because it could be. And it's not something I obsess about or, you know, belabor over, but it's something that, you know, I want to prepare him to know at some point, you know, how some people are going to perceive him. At the same time, I don't want to give him a complex. I don't want to put a chip on his shoulder. So I think it is this delicate balance, and my wife and I, you know, talk about it a lot.
And looking outward, if I might, what do you want people to take away from your book?
The book doesn't lend itself up to easy answers. You know, it's not, here's the secret of parenting, or, you know, to be a good father, do X, Y, Z. But I kind of would like, if people read it, and to just build in those moments where you do take a step back, and, you know, parenthood can easily become about diapers and school drop-offs and soccer practice and homework and emails to school. But those are just the details. Those aren't really the meat of what we're trying to do here. So I'd love it if people read the book and sort of took a pause and found some time with their own kids to sort of ask the big questions about, hey, what am I trying to do here?
Calvin Hennick, author of the new book, Once More to the Rodeo. Thanks a lot for joining us. It was great to meet you. And good luck over the next 10 years till your son gets to be 18.
Thanks so much, Bob.
The book, Once More to the Rodeo, comes out today. There's a launch party tonight at Brookline Booksmith at 7 p.m.